Welcome to Marilyn Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Welcome to Marilyn Solutions. I am Marilyn, and we're so glad to have you joining us today. In the studio, we have Reba Jean Kane, and a person who I've known for several years. She teaches at Tacoma Community College and Pierce College with her Feng Shui classes, and she also helps people with flower essences and astrology, which we will explain as the show goes on. I would like to let our listeners know that Crystal Voyage is one of our person who sponsors us, and they're at Freight House Square, entrance number 2. This metaphysical supply store has a wealth of books, cards, gifts, crystals, jewelry, music, aromatherapy, and video rentals. For all your delights and all your gifts, go browsing at Crystal's Voyage and enjoy the wonderful delights there that you can find and buy. Her phone number is 253-272-GEMS, 253-272-4367. I'd also like you to know about Olala Treatment Center. They do a wonderful job over there with people in recovery. They also help the people that are in the family and have a family program. I have been fortunate to go over and lecture to both groups and found that they were doing an excellent job. So if you have a concern or a need to call someone for help, dial 253-857-6201. Olala Treatment Center at 253-857-6201. Our next sponsor is Evelyn Mulvey. It's a new year, a new beginning, a new life. Every day is a new day. Choose to invest in your happiness. Short-term, solution-focused, personal and affordable counseling can help make this year the very best it can be. When you focus on your strengths, you begin to take charge of your own growth and development in mind, body, and spirit. For a partner on this path, you need to contact Evelyn Mulvey, a licensed clinical member of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Evelyn is available at Partners Counseling Service by calling 253-839-3642 or send her a confidential email at evelynmulvey@hotmail.com and regain your peace of mind. Well, I'm pleased to come back and introduce to you Reba Jean Kane. She is a very experienced lady in metaphysical interests. Reba, how did you get started with Feng Shui and your other interests?
Well, you know, Marilyn, it all started actually probably about over 25 years ago in Atlanta, and it started with an astrology class. I had some doubts that all that stuff worked, and so I took a class, and of course, I found out that it works really well, and then that led me into other interests, feng shui, flower essences. Mainly, I became interested because I noticed that all of these things were based in energy, that all of these have a basis of working with how energy flows. So they really tie together nicely, and the more I studied one or the other, I became just, you know, more interested. And so that's how it all started.
Well, that's exciting. Can you give me an example of how Feng Shui works?
Sure. Let me tell you first a little bit about what Feng Shui is. And let me give an example that I think listeners can probably relate to. Probably everybody has gone into a room and felt like, gosh, something happened here. And maybe it was an argument, or maybe something, you know, someone had just celebrated a birthday or something. The energy, they could feel the energy. Or maybe listeners have gone into someone's home and they felt really, really comfortable. Or they've gone into someone's home and it just didn't feel quite right. What they experienced, Marilyn, was feng shui. That's the energy in a building. That's what they were experiencing.
That's interesting. Can you give us an example how a person would use feng shui to improve that feeling?
Sure. The way feng shui is used is to really enhance your life. You can work with all different areas of your life. You can work with finances. I know people have issues with that, with the economy, career. You can work with all these different areas. And let me just tell you a little bit about how that would work. The thought behind feng shui is that there is a qi energy or life force energy flowing through each person's home. And in each person's home, there is a specific area of that home that deals with career or with finances or whatever. So let's just talk about finances and talk about...
That interests everybody.
Yeah, that's something they would probably like to know about. So what we would do with that... just for listeners to know, there's something called a bagua, which is a special feng shui map that maps out the areas of the home. And for everybody, if you were standing in your front door and you look to your far left-hand corner of your house, that's the area of your home that deals with your finances. So what you'd want to do is you'd want to go to that area, and first of all, you'd want to make sure that it's in good shape. For instance, no clutter. Clutter's a big feng shui no-no. The color purple relates to finances, and you might place something that's purple in that corner. Another thing you could do is put something beautiful, like if you have a beautiful vase or something that feels to you like prosperity. The other thing, Marilyn, that people have been using a lot are the fountains. You notice you can just buy those things every place. Mm-hmm. And there's a good reason for that, because they really relate a lot to feng shui and how the energy flows. And so a person might also place a fountain in that finance corner. But those are some things that a person could actually go home and do today to improve their finances.
Well, that sounds interesting. We'd like to know more about how you could use it to attract a mate.
Okay. Well, to attract a mate, you'd want to deal with a different area of your home. And now we're going to look at the far right-hand corner of the bagua or of your home. And that area deals with relationships. It would deal with relationships as far as a mate, any one-to-one relationships as far as friendships. And you might have guessed this, but the color pink really relates to love and to relationships. So you would use that color. A person's bedroom really has a lot to do with their relationships. That's the most important area of the home that deals with relationships. So they might want to use that color in the bedroom, maybe place a blooming plant. A blooming plant would signify a blooming relationship. Mm. Marilyn, feng shui is very symbolic. So a lot of the things that we do don't really make sense to our left brain when it comes to feng shui. But they work on this energy level. You know, I referred to how all this is based in energy. And so what happens is these cures is what we call them, or solutions, work on an energy level, on the quantum physics level.
I'm sure everybody has a lot of questions and comments now that you've heard Reba start talking with us. If you'd like to call in your questions, call Pierce County 253-584-1480. Pierce County's number, 253-584-1480. Calling Seattle or King County, you do not need to dial 1. It's a toll-free number, 253-804-5765. King County, 253-804-5765. What you've had to say, Reba, is fascinating. It's things that we don't necessarily think about or wouldn't even understand unless you were here to share it with us. So we're so pleased that you are here today. Could you tell us more about the front door and how important it is in the home?
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the front door and feng shui. Again, we want to go back to the fact that feng shui is very symbolic. And actually, I want to be really clear that I've explained that feng shui originated in China, and it's the art of placement. And they've used it for thousands of years. And they understood that everything was energy and based in energy. And so that's really where feng shui started. And they actually started feng shui to see if they could, locate actually grave sites for their ancestors. And eventually it worked so well, they decided that they would use it to place their homes and so forth. And they realized that as energy flows to a home, home, that where that energy flows in is through the front door. And so symbolically, your front door is your connection to the world. It's your face to the world. And so what you want to do is you want to step outside and look at your front door and notice, does the door have a good coat of paint? You know, are there little scratch marks where the kitty cats or whatever have scratched on it? You want to make sure that you don't have dead plants, because dead plants have none of this life force energy called chi. So you want to remove those. You want to make sure there's not vines or anything hanging over your door. Look at your door and see, is it easy for you to get to your front door? Is it welcoming? When people step on your front doorstep, do they feel like, this is a place I want to enter? That's kind of the way you would look at your front door through what I'm going to call feng shui eyes.
Well, that's interesting. I know that you have spent a lot of time in sharing with others about feng shui, and we're enjoying it today, too. I've seen some feng shui supplies in bookstores, and I have a list here of things that I'd like you to explain for me. What about those octagonal?
Those octagonal. Those are octagonal mirrors, Marilyn. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, the mirrors that come in eight sizes. Yeah, different sizes.
Eight sizes. Eight, by the way, is very important in feng shui, Marilyn, because the Bagua map is actually that shape. And a lot of the feng shui principles originated from the I Ching, which deals with the eight-sided figure. But many of the listeners have probably seen those little small mirrors that sometimes they'll be 2 or 3 inches, 6 inches, whatever. What you do with those mirrors is you place them in areas where you would like to pull in more energy. Let's suppose that you're having some challenges in your financial area. So what you would do is you would get one of those mirrors and you would place it in that far left-hand corner of your house, or go into your bedroom or your living room and find the far left-hand corner of either of those rooms and place it there. What they do is they pull the life force energy. Let's say that you have a really long hallway and the energy moves too fast down that hallway. You could actually place one of those mirrors at the end of that hallway, and that would reflect the energy back and slow it down. Mirrors really are called the aspirin of feng shui, Marilyn, because they can be used for so many things.
Well, this is really fascinating. We want everybody to stay tuned to hear more wonderful ideas about feng shui. Thanks for being here, and stay tuned. This is Marilyn, and we're glad to have you back with us in visiting with Reba Jean Kane. She is very experienced in various metaphysical areas. Right now we're talking about feng shui. Right, just before we get back with her, I would like to share with you some upcoming guests we will have. Next week we'll dial Virginia and talk with Henry Leo Bulldog, and who is an expert in regression and past lives. He's worked with that in his life since the days of Bridie Murphy, which some of you might remember the book and the movie from the 50s. He's a fascinating person who talks internationally. The following week, we will have Sidney Kirkpatrick, who has written the definite book, or very, very wonderful book, on Edgar Cayce, an American prophet. I was fortunate enough to get to meet and know him in this last year, and he has a great deal to offer because he was one of the few people, or actually the only person, that was ever led into the vaults at Virginia Beach, where Edgar Cayce's foundation is called, and it is called the Association for Research and Enlightenment. And he did research for 7 years on Edgar Cayce from things that nobody else had ever been exposed to. So it is a fascinating book with new information not in other books. So we are looking forward to meeting those people. The last program of the month will be two recovering meth people, sharing their experience and hope for others that might be needing the information they have to offer and how they got to recovery and what it was like being in that experience. If you wish to reach me for counseling or to sponsor this program, call 253-845-4907 or email me at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com. You can also call the radio station KLAY if you're interested in sponsoring this show at 253-584-1480. Hope to hear from you. We're going back to Reba and asking her more about various parts of feng shui. I've seen those leaded crystals that hang in mirrors and windows in rooms, and the sun hits them, and I was curious, what are they for?
Well, those little crystals, they're actually leaded crystals, and like you say, when the sun hits them, we see rainbows throughout the room. So that gives you a clue right there that we're dealing with energy, and that they, what they're doing is they can either pull energy or they can reflect energy back. And let's say one of the feng shui no-nos is if you come in your front door and you look straight to the back of your house and there's a window or a door. So what happens is that wonderful chi energy, which you want to come in your house and meander all through it, goes straight out the back. So one of the ways to prevent that is to hang that crystal, that little round crystal. You can hang it from a little red ribbon, or you can hang it from fish line. Hang it in that above the door or in the window. And what happens is when the chi energy rushes through your house toward that window or door, that crystal actually grabs it and sends it back into the room, which you want that to happen because you want your house to be nourished with healthy chi. So those are a lot like mirrors. They can be used in any of the bagua positions of the house to enhance, you know, finances or career or they're a very multi-purpose item.
Oh, that's great. I've also seen flutes used. Why is that?
Well, now flutes, again, they have been used a lot in China. They represent peace and upliftment. And one of the reasons that we use flutes is to deal with beams. And I want to talk a little bit about beams, Marilyn. That's something that people need to be aware of. We kind of have to backtrack and mention the fact that you actually, around your body, you have an energy body called an aura. And most of you have probably heard of chakras and meridians. So you know you have a whole energy system in your body. Okay. One of the ways that feng shui works is it impacts that energy system in various ways. So let's suppose that your bed is situated under a beam. So what happens when the chi energy is flowing across your ceiling, when it comes to the beam, it kind of hits the beam and goes downward toward your body. And so if you're sleeping under that beam all night, it's like you're sleeping in this little, like a little windstorm of chi, and it's pushing down on that energy body, which sometimes can cause insomnia, or if it's on your head, headaches or whatever. So what we want to do is we want to lift that chi up. And so what we would do is we would take two flutes and we would hang them on that beam, and that would help direct that chi energy up so that when the energy flows across you and across your bed and across that beam, that the energy is lifted up instead of pressing down your body and causing health problems.
Oh, that's fascinating. There's a whole array of Chinese animal figurines like lucky money, frogs, foo dogs, and dragons. How would you use one of those?
What you would do with those is you would use those according to how you're drawn, like the money frog would clearly be used in your money corner or at your front door. The reason I like to talk about those is just to say that there are lots of supplies out there that can be used for feng shui, but that also you can use something that's meaningful to you. Let's suppose that dragons, you don't relate to dragons, but you have figurines of cats or something else that relates to. So you can actually use an item that's meaningful to you that fits in with your decor, but these have a lot of use in China, and so they have kind of a history of working well in feng shui to shift the energy to protect your home.
Oh, that's great. I'm learning a lot. I hope everybody else is too. What are some general things people need to be aware of?
Well, there are some things that people could be aware of, and they could actually, go home today and deal with. And the first thing I do want to focus on are the beams, and I've explained in detail about those. If you have beams, you do want to do something about lifting the energy. You could. It doesn't have to be flutes. You could hang dried plants or whatever, with intention to lift that energy. Another one, which a lot of people have heard about, is keeping the toilet seat down.
I was going to ask you about that one. I think it's funny.
And people say, what is that all about? Well, again, remember we're talking about this chi energy that flows through your home, and we want to keep that energy in your home, and we want that energy to flow through and nourish it. And you can imagine that it goes out windows or doors or any opening. And of course, the toilet has an opening, and when you flush the toilet, there's a swirl of energy, so it would actually really suck the chi energy out. So it's a good practice just to have everybody in the home train to keep that lid down so that when the toilet is flushed, we don't flush our good chi energy out with flushing the toilet.
Well, thank you. I want to remind our listeners we have phone lines available. If they want to call from Pierce County, the number is 253-584-1480. 253-584-1480. If you have a question for Reba, I'm sure she'd be glad to answer it. 253-804-5765 is from King County. 253-804-5765. Give us a call. We're here to help you and answer whatever concerns you have. Now I'd like to move on to the Feng Shui books that talk about clutter. I understand, as you said a minute ago, that that is a no-no. What about something like my house where it looks very neat and tidy on the outside, but the closets are a mess?
Well, the thing about clutter, which that's kind of the word that people don't like to hear in feng shui, because clutter is symbolic, usually, of whatever's happening in the person's life. So where your clutter is could really talk about maybe where there's an area of your life that you'd like to balance a little bit more. So if your house is really neat and tidy, in general, you're going through your life in a great way, but there might be a few little things hidden away in the subconscious. And if you have, like, the tops of your closets really full, like they're hanging over, it's sometimes you symbolically feel like you have things hanging over your head.
Oh.
Or if you just have your closets full, sometimes it might relate to maybe things you just don't want to look at or deal with. So a good thing to do is for people to look and see where their clutter is and to think about why they're keeping that clutter. Because clutter, actually, if people did nothing else, Marilyn, in feng shui, but clear their clutter, they could have a really awesome transition in their life, because clutter is stuck energy. And so clutter is a big thing for people to look at where they have it, why they have it, and try to make that New Year's resolution to clean that clutter out.
That's interesting. I want to remind everybody that we are being sponsored by Crystal's Voyage at Tacoma, located in Tacoma at Freight House Square. Her address is 430 East 25th Street inside the Freight House Square Mall, full of all kinds of exciting things that are metaphysically oriented, like the items that Reba Jean is talking about today. Our other sponsor, Olala Treatment Center, is ready and willing to help anybody in recovery at 253-857-6201. And Evelyn Mulvey of Partners Counseling is there to help people put their lives into a better order. It's a new year, a new beginning, and a new life. Every day is a new day to choose to invest in your happiness. She offers counseling and would like to hear from you either at email, Evelyn Mulvey, careofhotmail.com, or her phone number is missing, but we'll get that for you. So hopefully that you can reach her, here it is, by calling 253-839-3642. Also, if you're interested in reaching me at 253-845-4907, I'm available as a counselor and speaker, and my upcoming guests are going to be listed on my web page for anyone wanting to check out the coming guests and topics, and that would be angelicasgifts.com. So you can always also check out the web page. Reba, I understand that feng shui is a very popular item in the business world. Can you really help people run their businesses better with this?
You know, you really can, Marilyn. It has become a pretty popular thing, especially in certain areas, because people are realizing that when a customer or a client comes in, now just think about yourself, when you go into a place of business, on some level, you think about how you feel. And if you feel really good, you come back. And if not, maybe you don't. So there are many things that businesses can do to enhance how the customers feel. All the rules that deal with home feng shui also deal with business. And then there's a real important thing about placing the desk. So do we want to talk a little bit about placing the desk, or we need...
Well, I just wanted to make sure before we do that, that you might want to share with people your classes that are coming up.
Okay. I sure would like for people to know that if they would like to learn more about feng shui and be able to work with their own home or their office, that I'm offering two sets of classes. One is at Pierce College, and it's a series of four classes, February the 3rd, 10th, 24th, and March 3rd, and this will be held in Puyallup. The number for Pierce College is 253-964-6616. And then I'm holding another class at Tacoma Community College at their Gig Harbor campus. And on the February the 28th, I'll have a space clearing class. And then I'll have an all-day feng shui class on March 2nd that runs from 9 to 4. And their number to register for that class is 253-851-2424. And what these classes will cover, Marilyn, will be, you know, basics. People will bring a drawing of their home, a drawing of their bedroom, and we'll just work through and have them make a plan for doing some feng shui on their home.
All right. Excuse me. What services do you offer?
You know, besides that, I also offer the service of going to people's home and actually doing a feng shui consultation or doing a space clearing for them. And if someone is interested, you know, in talking to me more about that, my number is 253-921-5637. And what I would do is you would call and set up an appointment. I have a feng shui questionnaire that I would send, having you kind of focus on what you think you'd like the feng shui appointment to do, and then we'd do it.
Oh, thank you, Reba. We are going to stop now for a few moments, and we'd like you to stay with us when we come back with Reba Jean Kane. Thank you. Welcome back with Solutions with Marilyn. We're here with Reba Jean Kane, and we're learning a lot about feng shui. And this time, in this session, we're going to talk about flower essences. First, I want to remind people the phone number that they can call in with their questions. This is just fascinating, and you must have some. Our lines are open. 253-584-1480 is Pierce County. 253-584-1480, or call from King County without any cost to you. It's a toll-free number. You don't even have to dial 1-253-804-5765. 253-804-5765. This is just a reminder that Crystal's Voyage is sponsoring us in this program today with their books, cards, gifts, crystals, a good place to go for your crystals.
That's right.
Jewelry, music, aromatherapy, and video rentals at Freight House Square. Entrance 2, go over and check out all the wonderful things she has. In fact, I am wearing a necklace from her store today, a rainbow moonstone, and I found that it was very reasonable, and it's just beautiful. I really am enjoying wearing it. Olala Treatment Center is doing a fine job with people in recovery, and it works for the whole family. The whole family needs treatment and a program of recovery. If you find that you know of somebody in your family or a friend that needs help, call 253-857-6201. Also, Evelyn Mulvey of Partners Counseling Service is available for your if you're looking for that kind of help. She is a licensed clinical member of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Evelyn is available at Partners Counseling Service by calling 253-839-3642 or send her a confidential email at Evelyn Mulvey, care of hotmail.com, and regain your peace of mind. Also, I'm available at 253-845-4907 for counseling and intuitive readings. Or if you would like to sponsor this show, call Clay at 253-584-1480, 253-584-1480 to add your sponsorship to this program. I would like to go back with Reba and ask her about flower essences. Now, they've been really important in my life. I've had some wonderful experiences. I called her yesterday and shared the challenges in my life. And I'd like her to explain to you what they are.
Okay. What flower essences are, again, we're back to this thing about energy. They are the life force energy from a plant that has been placed in spring water. And the way they're made is people who make them float the blossoms of plants in spring water in a clear bowl, and the energy from the sun imprints the life force energy of that flower into the water. And a way to understand how this would work, you know, Marilyn, all flowers kind of have a little personality. And just think about this. Haven't you heard people say fresh as a daisy?
Right.
And then think about Valentine's Day. People go out and they get bouquets of roses to give to their loved one. They would never take them a bouquet of dandelions, you know, because dandelions don't really mean love. So just kind of from that thought, flowers all have their little personality, which gets transformed into that water when we soak those blossoms. So they're an energy blend. You're working with energy, and they affect that energy body that we spoke a little bit about in the last half hour.
Well, I found them to be, I call them my vitamins for the soul. And I found them very supportive. And in my case, not having anyone else in the house, I have learned ways to support myself. And these flower essences have been a big support in my life. And I want to thank you, Reba, for you have
great,
that
Marilyn.
To offer for me, because I have found them to be so helpful. Do you want to share a little bit about what you would put into a formula? I have been under pressure lately and have felt scattered. I have also focused on doing some writing and working with financial figures and needing some support in that area. Would you explain what you gave me? You brought your bottle all mixed for me today, because I had already reached you yesterday. And just share with the people what you put in there and why.
Okay. And just to explain to the listeners, what we do is we select the essences that deal with whatever issue, and then we place them in a 1 ounce brown bottle in some spring water, some, you know, fresh bottled water. And then we put 4 drops from each of the bottles of essences. And what I did for Marilyn, one of the things that she wanted to do, she wanted to feel more focused, and she wanted to you know, really work with her, have her brain be alert and handle a lot of details. So one essence that I gave her was peppermint, and that probably makes pretty good sense to people, because we think of peppermint as being very fresh. But now we're not dealing with the actual leaves or parts of the plant. We're only dealing with the energy of the plant. So I had peppermint for mental focus, and then rosemary also helps for mental focus, and it also helps you to feel more grounded in your body so you don't feel scattered. And then rabbit brush is another essence that I put in her blend, and rabbit brush helps you to deal with all of the little details of her financial figures and writing and mental work. So that's just one example of how you might use flower essences.
Well, I know that I have found them to be great help to me. And when I told you what was going on yesterday, you had me write out my intention and some affirmations. Now, would you like to share with people how those work with the flower essences?
Yes. I'm glad you focused on that, Marilyn, because one of the most powerful things that we can do, whether working with flower essences or feng shui or any of these tools, is to have an intention. An intention is the way our brain focuses energy. So what Marilyn has done is she has thought about, okay, what result do I want from these flower essences? And then she gets that in her mind and actually writes it down on a piece of paper, because that makes it more real if you can get something clear enough to write it down. So an intention is the way we focus energy. And then she has written some affirmations that support that intention. And when she takes the essences, she repeats those affirmations. And that's kind of like, kind of think of your brain as a computer. She's programming her brain to have these positive thoughts that go along with the essences, which work on the energy level. So we have a whole package there of working with the body.
This is fascinating. If you have some questions you want her to ask for you, call in 253-584-1480 in Pierce County, and in King County, 253-804-5765. Our lines are open, and she would be glad to answer your questions about flower essences or her metaphysical work also. How do people take flower essences, Reba?
Well, flower essences can be used in various ways. The most common way is to actually mix them in the little 1 ounce brown bottle, as I spoke of, and then you take 4 drops 4 times a day under your tongue. You can put them in your bath water, and this way it will actually go directly in to your aura. If you keep a bottle of water on your desk as you work through the day, it's a great idea to add an essence that would keep you focused, and then every time you take a drink of water, you're going to have that. You can also put them in a spray bottle. A good idea is, for instance, when you travel, there's some very good essences that deal with jet lag and with cleansing, like your hotel room or whatever. You could actually make a spray and spray the room so that you would sleep better and just feel more comfy, like it's home.
Those are really great ideas. I'm sure a lot of people could use that information. Where would you get these essences?
So the essences are going to be available at health food stores around the city, and then often your upscale grocery stores would also carry them. The essences that most people are familiar with are the Bach essences, because they've been around for about 60 years, and they were the original essence, but now there are thousands. I mean, there are like, I think, 7,000 to 8,000 essences that are out there. The California essences are another essence that would probably be pretty easy to get. But basically, we just go into your health food store or one of your upscale grocery stores and ask about them.
This is really fascinating, finding out about flower essences. And if you want to find out more, stay tuned. Thank you. We're back. This is Marilyn's Solutions, and we're glad to have you listening today in the audience. That doesn't mean you can't call in also with your questions. 253-584-1480, and in King County, 253-804-5765. I'm sure you have some curiosity about what we're talking about today, and Reba would be more than glad to help you with your questions. Reba, you have been a professional astrologer for over 20 years. How does astrology tie in with other things you do?
You know, it adds another important piece when we look at this energy picture. We've talked about dealing with the body's energy system with the flower essences, and we know that we're dealing with our home energy system when we look at feng shui. And astrology really deals with the energy that you're working with in your life regarding your personality and various ways your life would unfold. How astrology works, Marilyn, is when people, when a person is born and they take that first breath, they're imprinted with the energy pattern that's available in the universe at that moment, and that's shown by the placements of the planets. And so that's how astrology ties in. It really lets us understand what our gifts are, maybe our challenges, and that sort of thing.
All right. Many of us read our daily horoscopes in the paper. I know I've done that. But that always seems pretty general to me. Is there more to astrology than that?
You know, I'm glad you've asked that question, Marilyn. There's really a lot more to astrology. The horoscopes in the paper it's a very narrow version. It's dealing only with a little teeny piece of your whole horoscope, only a little piece of the sun. You know, everybody knows what their sun sign is, but you have, you have nine other heavenly bodies you're dealing with in there. There's lots of other things. And what the most powerful way to use astrology is really to help you understand yourself. And if you go to a professional astrologer and they look at your chart, they can help you understand maybe why you're shy or why you're very talkative, or help you understand what career you have gifts in, help you understand maybe why you have challenges in relationships in certain ways. So astrology can really help you understand yourself. And the other thing it can help you do is, as your year unfolds, there are certain energies in the cosmos that connect with your energies of your body. And if you can know what those energies are, it can help you to make good choices. Astrology is totally it's totally about free will. You know, the stars don't make you do things. It's simply a flow of energy, and you get to choose how you want to work with that energy.
Well, that's good to know, that we have free will, and we can choose to change some of the things that are in our life that might show up in our chart and make it work for us instead of against us. And I see the astrology as to say that it isn't in granite. You know, we can work with it and just use it as a guide.
Totally. That's the most powerful way to use astrology.
I would like to remind people that our guest next week will be Henry Bulldog from Virginia. He works with regression and past lives. He tours internationally teaching these classes to help others learn how to do it and train them so that they can be a professional in this area. It was through his efforts that I became internationally board certified as a therapist in helping people to do this, and I really appreciated all his classes and interest that he took in helping me learn these skills. He will be with us and has been working with it since the 1950s. He's a fascinating man, and we'll talk to him from Virginia. So tune in next week for another fascinating guest. We are very fortunate to have wonderful people that we can provide for our listeners on the air. I also want to remind you that Evelyn Mulvey's counseling services are available. You can take charge of your life and growth and development in body, mind, and spirit. For a partner on this path, you need to contact Evelyn Mulvey, a licensed clinical member of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Evelyn is available at Partners Counseling Service by calling 253-839-3642 or send her a confidential email at evelynmulvey@hotmail.com and regain your peace of mind. Also, Crystal's Voyage at Freight House Square has those books, cards, and gifts that you're looking for. And the crystals that we've been talking with Reba Jean about would be available there. I happen to be wearing some of her jewelry today, which I find reasonable, but also very pretty. And she also has music, aromatherapy, video rentals, and other things to interest you as you are browsing through her store at Freight House Square, entrance number 2 in Tacoma. Don't forget, Olala Treatment Center is also one of our sponsors, and if you choose to be a sponsor, please contact me at 253-845-4907 or call me at this radio station, 253-8, pardon me, why do I do that? 253 384-1480 if you choose to be a participant in this program. We'd be more than glad to have you join us. Let's go back to finding out more about astrology. Why would a person want to see an astrologer?
Well, I've just given a couple of examples about, you know, understanding yourself, which is called a natal chart, and the other thing that I described about working with your energies for the year. Those are called progressions or current trends. But also there's something called electional astrology, and if a person's going to open a business, the day they open that business is the birth of that business, and it can have a lot to do with how successful it is. Or if a person's getting married, you know, that would be another reason to see an astrologer. One of the things I want to speak to, Marilyn, is the fact that sometimes people don't want to go to an astrologer because they're afraid they'll be told something bad, or they say, I don't really want to know what's going to happen to me. And that's a little bit of a misconception about astrology. First of all, astrology doesn't tell you what's going to happen to you. It simply gives you an idea of the energies of what area is going to be focused on. You have total choice as to how you will work with those energies. And just to reassure people that reputable astrologers are not going to tell you something bad, so to speak. For instance, no one's going to say, you know, talk about death or whatever, because it doesn't really show. A death could be a symbolic, it could be a transformation, not an actual death. So really, astrology is about helping you to understand yourself and to make your life better. It's not about what the stars are going to make you do. And I'd really like listeners to understand that, because it's a wonderful tool that could be used by many people if they were more comfortable with it, possibly.
I'm glad you said that, Reba, because that's the same concern many people have with readings. And I'm an intuitive, and I would not say anything that would be harmful to them. They have free will, but it's just a guide to help them understand themselves better.
Right.
And so many people feel threatened, and it's not necessary, because it's something that really gives us more knowledge about ourselves so we can make better choices. And life is about choice. Can you give me any success stories of how astrology actually helped your clients?
You know, the thing that I have people say a lot is, boy, I don't know if I would have made it through last year if I hadn't had that reading, because it really helped me to understand what I was dealing with. Sometimes if they have, like, some very challenging energies, people might think they're going nuts or losing their mind, you know? But if they realize it's only the planet of transformation that's doing a little dance with their career point or their relationship point. So I just, you know, have people say that it helps them to be more in charge of their life. And maybe they'll try things that they haven't tried before, like painting or writing, because I've been able to point out this is a skill they have. And just for listeners to know, I do readings on Fridays at Freight House Square, connected with the crystal there at the Crystal Voyage room that they have. And if someone is interested in that, they can call me at 253-921-5637 and you know, find out what their year, what kind of energies might be present for them.
Well, I can really relate with when you say talk about success stories, because I was having some difficulty and you explained Mercury regression.
Mercury retrograde.
I'm still learning these terms, but Mercury retrograde was a part of what was going on. And I found it fascinating to find out it wasn't just me that was having the difficulty.
Right,
it was
right.
Kind of the situation I was in, and to learn to accept it and work with it again, as I mentioned. So there's a lot of interesting information we can learn that might not be real obvious, but you can help us with that.
Right.
What astrological advice can you give us for dealing with what's happening in the sky this year?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the Mercury retrograde, because I like people to know about that. There will be a Mercury retrograde period starting January the 19th and going to February the 8th. And for listeners who may not understand what that is, it simply is a time where everybody on the planet is turned inward, and sometimes we mess up things in our communication or we miss facts. It's a great time to go inward, to meditate, to clean your closet, anything that starts with re, R-E, you know, redo things. So people could just be aware if you have, you know, something that's not quite right about your car or your tires are bald or something. You want to go in and get that handled before that Mercury retrograde period, because it seems like we run into little snafus around those kinds of things that deal with communication and transportation. And the reason is that we need to be turned inward, but our society doesn't really allow us to, you know, work with the cycles of the cosmos as much as possible. And then the other thing that you may have heard people talking about is there is a major kind of energy call dealing with Pluto and Saturn. They're standing opposite of each other in the sky. And Pluto deals with transformation of yourself, and Saturn deals with the structures in your life. So this is a good time to take on something in your life that's been really difficult for you to do. You'll have more energy and more stick-to-itiveness and discipline to accomplish something that you've wanted to do. And that happens, that's between now and May the 25th.
And again, how do we reach you, Reba?
You reach me at 253-921-5637.
We're so glad you were here with us today. We've learned so much. It's been really an interesting, informative program. And stay tuned for next Wednesday when we have Henry Leo Bolduc from Virginia, who is an expert in regression and past lives. Hope you call in with your wonderful questions about past life experiences. Talk to you next week, and don't forget, next Wednesday at noon, we'll see you with Maryland Solutions at that time. Have a great day, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your life. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Maryland Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Maryland Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Maryland@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.